NPR's business news starts with the latest bad news from Detroit. Ford Motors says its net loss in the most recent quarter was $129 million. It's also cutting another 10% of its white-collar workforce in North America. Also this morning, General Motors announced a net quarterly loss of $2.5 billion. All three major U.S. automakers are struggling to survive. Their CEOs were back in Washington, D.C. yesterday, and they met with the Speaker of the House to ask for $25 billion in federal loans. This on top of the $25 billion Congress has already approved to help produce more fuel-efficient cars. NPR's Frank Langfitt has more.
General Motors is burning through $1 billion each month. Sales at Chrysler were down nearly 35% in October. After yesterday's closed-door meeting, Speaker Nancy Pelosi said in a statement, it was, quote, essential that we preserve our manufacturing and technology base. But where Detroit's plea for money goes from here isn't yet clear. Pelosi wants a lame duck session this month to pass a giant stimulus bill to kickstart the economy. The automakers are lobbying for money in such a bill to help them weather the recession. Some members of the public say the government shouldn't bail out another sector that has created some of its own problems. But Michigan Congressman Dale Kildee says a bankruptcy would cause job losses across the country. Kildee, a Democrat who co-chairs the Congressional Automotive Caucus, worked on the Chrysler bailout in the late 1970s.
When I was a co-sponsor of the Chrysler Loan Guarantee, one of my jobs is to find congressional districts that were affected by the auto industry. I've hardly found any that were not.
For their part, car executives insist they have better models in the pipeline. They say they just need government help to make it until then. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.